Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday, it is 9 o'clock, and you are tuned in to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. The call in today, as I imagine most of you are probably at home or, I don't know, maybe at Kroger's or on your way to Kroger's.
Half of Cincinnati is at Kroger's, I
think,
I believe.
So. The call in number this morning is 513-563-1480. We would love to hear from you. On today's show, we are going to talk a little bit about real estate, and my special guest today is a return guest who is one of my sponsors, Art Jarvis with Jarvis Global Investments. And during the show, we're going to talk a little bit about money. And I think, you know, talking about money and saving money and having more money, that might warm some people up. I don't know. Maybe.
It always warms me up. I know that. Yeah,
yeah, me too. Especially when I see my bank accounts, you know. And of course, you know, we can't go too far into the show without talking about what's coming down the pike today. And you know, I've lived in this city pretty much my entire life, and whenever there is a threat of snow, I've noticed that basically the whole city kind of shuts down, you know. and last night, I did venture out, and I braved going to Kroger's. And I guess, I don't know, I don't think I'll ever get used to, I guess the best way to describe it is panic shopping.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I get there and, you know, like basically most of the produce shelves are completely, you know, bare. Mm-hmm. The snack aisle was like almost bare, like, you know, your Doritos, your potato chips and whatever. Eggs were essentially gone. There was actually some milk. I was surprised that there was actually some milk. But you know what was great? The beer coolers were completely full.
You know what? You're not the first person I've heard that from. Yeah.
If for nothing else, as long as they keep the beer coolers full, we're good.
Yeah. This town's priorities are completely messed up. So,
well,
yeah.
What else was that missed? Oh, there was like no like ground beef or hamburger meat.
Yeah.
Pork chops were gone. There were some steaks that were there. The frozen food section, like frozen pizzas were. Oh my gosh, there were like no frozen pizzas. So you kind of get a sense of what people's diets are.
That's actually my go-to. If this on the way home, I'm going to stop and grab a bunch of pizza rolls. So.
Frozen pizza and celery. There you go. That's your staple for the next several days. But here's the thing. If you've got frozen pizzas, what happens if your power goes out? What the heck are you going to do with that? Unless you have a
fire, fire up the grill.
You, you got to have charcoal.
I'll go next. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
Well, so actually, my top 10 list today, we'll get to that here in a minute or two. Since we are going to essentially be snowed in, I don't know for how long. They're talking anywhere from 4 to 8 or 8 to 12, depending on what TV station you watch,
right,
and what meteorologist you are, you know, kind to or want to watch. You know, the projections, you know, consistently change. You know, so like, well, before we walked in, you know, what the guys here at the station were saying, oh, yeah, you know, the models are saying the snow will start at 7 o'clock. Well, I heard that it was going to be around 4 p.m. So, and we were going to get, you know, 4 to 6 today. Now they're talking 1 to 2 sometimes. I mean, you don't know what to expect. But what, you know, I wish the media would do is not play it up so much to make it sound like the world is coming to an end. You know, because when you watch it, you hear these words like devastating, catastrophic,
crippling,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, come on, you know, is life going to end if when this snow is over with?
But this snowstorm is named Fern.
Fern?
That's a tree. I'm like, the name doesn't match what they're calling for.
I was going to say, that's a tree.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Fern is a tree. Or it could be a name. I don't know. There are people named Fern. But, you know, I guess, and essentially that's kind of where the panic sets in, you know, when they hear those crazy words. And and the temperatures,
the low temperature all next week It's 0, 1, 2, negative 4, 1, negative 1, and 6. That's the next 7 or 8 days for the low temperature.
That's golfing weather, man.
Yeah.
Shoot, get me on the course. You know how great, you know, you hit a good tee shot, it'll probably roll forever down those iced over fairways.
Hey, you ever had an eagle on a par five?
Yeah, right? Probably a double eagle.
There you go.
Anyway, we do have some real estate topics. So last week I was talking about the 7 creative ways to buy a house, because one of the things that has been talked about a lot and is still an issue is affordability and the different types of factors that are weighing on consumers when it comes to buying a home, things like interest rates, property taxes, healthcare costs, this, that. I mean, there's a lot of different factors that are weighing on people's minds. So I wrote a blog and did some research on what are some, you know, creative and different ways to be able to afford your home. So I've got something that I'll share with some folks today. I'm sure because we're still at the beginning of the year, and a lot of folks are still, especially right now, since it's cold, you know, the folks aren't really apt to go out and look at homes. Although I will say yesterday, I had the distinct pleasure of showing 7 properties.
Wow.
Starting at about, I guess it was around 11 a.m. And I didn't get home till about, we didn't get finished till about 4-ish. Mm. And doing it in, you know, pretty cold temperatures. But
it's about time you put a full day in.
Thank you. No, I know. I don't work at all. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I sit at home and twiddle my thumbs all day.
Yeah, right, right.
Right.
So in one of the houses, I got to tell you about this one. So this one property we went to is over on the west side, and it's up a hill, and the driveway essentially is like right before you get to the top of a hill. So like it said, you see the signs that says hill blocks view. So you pull into this driveway, you're taking your life in your hands. I'm serious, because people are whipping over that hill. There's maybe 50 yards of clearance from somebody coming over that hill to see you coming into that driveway. So as I read the property description, you know, great view and priced accordingly and all this and that. And I'm thinking to myself, if any, you know, semi, you know, smart buyer that has any common sense tries to look at that home, the first thing they're going to say is, I could get killed pulling out of my own driveway.
and how's that road going to be with an inch of ice on it?
It's going to be yeah. Ridiculous. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Yeah. There is no way a smart home buyer would get a home like that. And it's on Rybolt Road. Great. I mean, you're right. Yeah, it does have a great view. However, yeah. So that leads into the whole topic of location, 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 mm-hmm. right? You could have the most beautiful home and every modern update available, but if it's on a main drag and there's like zero, limited or no parking. So think about it. If you are a family, you know, husband, wife, maybe a kid, you know, 2 kids, whatever. And how are you going to hold parties? How are you going to have holidays? How are you going to have family over, right? If you can only put 2 cars in a driveway, because unless you have a garage, maybe 3, where's everybody else going to park? Right? Can't park on the street, yeah. Right? Because it's a main road and it's constantly busy.
Well, if you can afford the view, you can afford a shuttle bus, right?
Oh, well, sure.
There you go.
Well, maybe put a helicopter pad in the back and just shuttle people in.
There you have it. There you go.
Or you could be like Amazon and do the drone deliveries. But anyway, so, you know, so those are always things to consider. So, you know, when I go look at homes with clients, that I look at location. Where is this house located? What are going to be the advantages and the disadvantages of this home? If it's in great shape, okay, great. However, that's really something to consider. What's the curb appeal, right? And, you know, a lot of times those, you know, I have to bring that up to clients, like, you really think somebody's going to buy this place, or you really want to buy this place when you can, you know, you're like right on the main road? That's hard. That is difficult. So homes like that are a little challenging to get sold simply for that reason. The other thing too, I mean, you know, again, the parking situation. So I guess my point being is that folks, a lot of times when they walk through a home and they start visualizing how this home is going to be for them, and sometimes they forget about those little things. And a lot of times it's those little things that make or break how you are going to, you know, enjoy living in that house if you buy it. So it's incumbent upon me as an agent to point those things out to my clients to say, you know, well, yeah, but here's this, this, and this.
Sure.
Right? So, because whenever I go through a home, I look at a home like an inspector does. Now, granted, I'm not a licensed inspector, so I can't give a professional, you know, opinion on it. But if I see cracks in the wall, if I see cracks in the ceiling, if I see, broken window seams or pane seams, or, you know, you got condensation between panes of glass and windows. If I see, splits in the carpeting, or if I see, if I see corrosion on water pipes, you know, right. any of that kind of stuff.
1972 air conditioner
system.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing too. So I look, yeah. So because a lot of folks, home buyers, when you look at those appliances, a lot of times they don't know where to look to see when it was manufactured.
Right.
So you can look at an air conditioner and you can find out when it was made, or by just looking at the serial number. Because generally speaking, in a lot of cases, the serial number is usually the second two numbers. So if you're here's a good tip for home buyers out there. So if you're walking through a home with your agent and you want to know what the age of the furnace is, all you have to do is look at the serial number, and generally within the first four numbers, you'll find out the year. And it's usually like 21 or 19 or 18 or whatever that is. That's the year that it was manufactured. That will give you how old that furnace is. A lot of times, you know, agents usually don't put that on their listings. Some do, and the ones that do, that I'm grateful for, because at least they're, you know, that's information that clients need to know.
No.
Now,
it's good information,
right?
Definitely.
And you'll, yeah. So that makes that purchase decision a little bit easier, because think about this: an inspection is going to cost you what, $500, maybe more. So if you go through with a purchase contract and put it in, you are accepted. And an inspection comes through and it shows you that furnace is 20 years old and you didn't know that from the start. Well, and you decide, oh, geez, I don't want to buy this house now. Now, you have the right to exit that contract, because during the inspection period, you have the right as the buyer to exit that contract for if there's something in that inspection report that you don't agree with, especially if there are. I'll give you another example. So just recently, I had an investor from Colorado. We were we put in an offer on a property in Mount Auburn, and you know, obviously it needed a lot of work, but there was more than what we expected.
Yeah.
Because once we had the inspection, we found out there's asbestos in the home. We found out there's lead paint in the home. We found out that there were just a lot of hazards that we didn't see. So it was good to be able to get all that information. But the bottom line is, during that inspection period, we exercised our right to exit the contract because there were hazardous conditions. So anyway, just some good tips for you folks to think about. So we're going to take a quick break. Remember, if you want to call in and ask Art and I a question, 513-563-1480. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour, the greatest hits. July 19th. Riverbend Music Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour, the greatest hits.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Zins Plumbing, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
All right, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9, 1480 AM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. Before we went to break, we had a caller. And I believe this is my friend Bob. And Bob, if you're there, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing?
Staying warm, my friend. How about yourself?
Yeah, I am, actually. I have a question. You know, I called in a few weeks ago about stress.
Stress, yeah.
And you know, I think one thing I'd like to throw by you and your guests is financial stress.
Okay.
And it seems to me, especially if you watch the news, that there's been a lot of reports about people with affordability, of financial stress. And then you look at older people, and many of them are having a lot of financial difficulties, right?
Sure.
So my suggestion is that, well, let me ask you this first.
Please.
When you were in grade school, did you have any courses on financial management?
Not a one.
Making a budget? No?
No.
How about in high school?
Home economics, but as far as, I didn't really take any financial type courses until college, really, that I could remember.
Yeah. You know, actually in the state of Ohio, about 8 to 10 years ago, they added financial literacy to high school courses. So they are now doing it. They are doing it now.
Oh, okay.
Well, somehow it seems that people are missing the boat, because I've seen so many people, especially in their 60s and 70s and on up, just having a lot of problems. And I'll tell you, when I came to town in 77, started a small business, I happened to run into a lot of people who worked for General Electric.
Sure.
And Procter & Gamble. And my goodness, as long as they didn't have a felony, they were good for life. And
oh, yeah.
They got a wonderful retirement package. And I realized then that I didn't have that thing to fall back on. So I'm going to have to, I had a goal of becoming financially independent. And I don't think a lot of people have this. They all look for, a nice company to take care of them and give them a nice pension and so forth. And
pensions.
That's okay. But I think that if really people learned when they were in grade school or in high school, that, hey, you know, it's really good if you can become financially independent. So I took a course, a tape course, you know, one with the cassette tapes, you know.
Yeah.
By this fellow who was a dentist and is actually a financial expert, too.
Okay.
And he gave a quote that I want to say right now.
I'm going
to
write this down.
I wrote down and I looked at it every day when I was in my little study. And it goes like this.
Okay.
Nobody, I repeat, nobody can truly manage your money for you. Not your broker, not your accountant, not your financial planner. You and you alone are in charge. So I wrote that down, and it really paid dividends after looking at for so many years over the period of, 30, 40 years. So.
Yeah. Sure. You know, Bob, anyway. I think you're making a very, very good, and this is Art Jarvis, sorry to interrupt, but, you know, you're making a very strong point that, people hear, credit score, but they don't really understand what a credit score is and how that impacts their life. You know, they know about credit cards and they know that credit cards have high interest rates. But to really, if you sit down and drill down to how that impacts your finances and your financial future, I think what you're saying is very important. And the earlier that you understand that impact, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, and
I think it'd be great if they had courses in high school, really good courses, and maybe bring in some speakers that we're financially independent.
Well, I agree with you, Bob, and I'll tell you a quick excuse me. Pardon me, I've been a little congested this week, but I'm going to tell you a quick story. So, my mom and dad were, crazy savers. I mean, I'm sure my mom has got plenty of coffee cans full of cash, sitting around her house somewhere. My mom told me a story about my grandparents, and my grandfather, when he was alive back in the 30s, growing up, he was given a dollar by his mother. Now this is during the Great Depression. Given a dollar by his mother to go to the store to get milk, eggs, and a couple of items. And back then, a dollar could buy that, which is, if you think about that, those of you that are listening, I mean, that's astounding, but that's true. I mean, that's how it was back then. So everything my grandfather bought cost about 45 cents. As he came home, his mother asked for the change, and he didn't have the change. He dropped it. He didn't know how. He dropped it. His mother told him, Norman, you are not allowed back in this house until you find that 55 cents. So my grandfather took 3 hours, retraced his steps from the store and everywhere else he went and found the 55 cents along the ground. Now that, for 3 hours to find 55 cents, that should tell you something. And that told me something, and I guess in a lot of cases, and I'm eternally grateful that, schools are teaching this. But it also starts at home, right? So parents, that came from that generation are raising their kids and understanding that, there wasn't much going to go around. So the earlier that, people understand the importance of saving and putting money away, there's a statistic that a majority of you Americans that are age 35 to 50 can't even write a $1,000 check in case of emergency.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just for the average person. If you look at some of the big movie stars or big important people, and then you think
about
guys
they're important.
Like Bernie Madoff, who was an investor, and he swindled so many very wealthy people.
Yeah.
Because he was connected, and I think if those people had some courses early on. To where they understood how to invest.
Yep.
Whether it's buying a stock or buying a house or buying an apartment complex, whatever, they'd be in much better shape than losing all their money. And it happens, seems to happen all the time.
Well, so, and you're talking about financial education and Art. That's, that's your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, it's important to find someone that you can trust and someone that you know well. You don't jump into an investment because all your friends are jumping into an investment, right? That's the old country club thing, But investing is about being consistent, and just be consistent about how. And guess what? By the time you get there, you actually have arrived and you're okay. The other thing is misinformation. I have clients come to me and say, I'll never have enough money to retire. And then you actually sit down with them and go, you can retire today if you want to.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. So it is. I'll give you some kudos for what you're talking about, just being educated about the whole process, but also find somebody you can trust.
Amen.
Well, I think it's also important to be able to do things on your own.
I agree.
For example, the the Vanguard Mutual Fund started indexing a long time ago with a fellow named John Bogle. Mm-hmm. Now, he was controversial at the time because everybody wanted to buy individual stocks, and they thought they'd be better. Anyway, the Vanguard Index 500, which has a little piece of all the top 500 companies in America, mm-hmm. has actually done better over the years than 95% of these investment people who would manage your money. Why? Because it just takes its ups and its downs. It doesn't switch in and out. That's just a little example of how a person can take charge of his or her own money,
yeah.
and then be able to have some money when they're 65 or 70 or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, I think you and Art ought to, you know, exchange phone numbers. You guys could have a long conversation.
I'll buy you a coffee and we can talk for hours.
Amen. Well, hey, Bob, listen, we got to take a break here in a minute. But listen, man, I always appreciate your calls. You know, you bring such good insight to me and my listeners. And I can't thank you enough for being a part of my show. I truly appreciate you, my friend.
Have a great day.
You too, my friend. You take care.
Take care.
All right. Well, you know what? That is always some great advice. So it looks like that might be something that we can expand upon when we get back from the next break. Also, while we've got a quick minute, because I know we're going to be with the snowed in, and I've talked about a top 10 list. Tell me I've got it this morning. Maybe I don't. Well, anyway, the top 10 things to do when you are snowed in. So let's see. Board games. Video games, meal prep, right?
Sure.
Let's see, household chores. Maybe start a DIY project.
No thanks.
No. Well, all right. Well, then those are five ideas. But I think board games. You know, and board games were always really fun when I was growing up. Because whenever we had those snow days, and my mom was a school teacher, so when I was out of school, she was out of school. So, you know, you'd pull out Monopoly, or you'd pull out the Game of Life, or you'd pull out, you know, one of those board games and just have fun all day long. So, yeah. Anyway,
my wife is listening to this show, and she's a huge game player. So,
oh, is that right?
I know when I get home from this, she'll say, "I heard you on the radio." So we're playing board games this weekend.
Oh, I just got you in a whole heap of trouble, didn't
That's
I?
That's all right. I usually get in worse anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, life happens. But anyway, so we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into a little of that real estate topic I talked about, and we'll talk more with Art about money and saving and everything else. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Chicago, Styx, the Windy Cities Tour. Finally, two iconic bands together for the first time. August 6th, Riverbend Music Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. Don't miss Chicago and Styx. All the hits. Your kind of tour.
Guys, if you're tired of overpaying for your ED medications, Save Discount Drugs has the answer. I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington. At Save Discount Drugs, we offer generic versions of Cialis and Viagra for just $5 a tablet. So stop overpaying and call us today at 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs also offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, and we can fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We also offer free deliveries to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Call us today to find out more. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857 or SaveDiscountDrugs.com.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in five historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Come in and check out Macy's this weekend for new active sets to keep up with your New Year's goals. There are so many great pieces in the store, and the deals are incredible. Like head-to-toe men's and women's looks from Adidas, Champion, and more, all for 50 and under. So head into the store and walk out with great deals on new active and so much more starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off select prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, Cincinnati, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO. 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. Before the break, we were talking to my good friend Bob about financial literacy, and we actually we have another caller, and Alan has a question for us. So, Alan, welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. If you're wondering where all those pizzas from Kroger's went, they're all at my house.
Cool. You know what? Well, I've got a couple cases of beer, so give me your address after. We'll have a party.
That sounds good. All right. Let's see. Okay, so.
How can we help you, sir?
So, as someone who's, my question, I guess, is as someone who's just starting to invest and I'm feeling overwhelmed,
okay.
What's the first smart move that I can make?
That's you, Art.
Deposit. Make the first deposit. Okay, let's start there, you know, and I don't care if it's $25, $50, or $5,000, make the deposit and, you know, either find yourself a good investment advisor, honestly, but, you know, you can also walk into a discount brokerage firm like Schwab or Fidelity, and if you walk in and open up that account, they will be more than happy to get you started with, like, the prior car, like an S&P 500 mutual fund or something like that. And then you consistently put money in, number one. Number two, try your darndest not to touch it, especially if it's an IRA. But, yeah, just start putting that money away. And there's a lot of tools out there that can show you kind of what you need to put away and how often and to get you to your goal. But the thing to remember is, you know, a lot of times you see people get involved like in 401ks and things, but they take a very, very conservative bent to how they invest their money, and they probably don't even know they're doing it. The other thing that's very important is to make sure you're taking a appropriate amount of risk for you personally, okay? So, you know, the further you're willing to move up the risk curve, the faster you're going to get to where you want to be. So that's a short way of saying that's at least where I would start anyway.
All right. Well, thanks.
Are you doing that? Have you started?
I have a 401k, but I've not started any other form of investment.
All right. Are you getting all the free money in your 401k?
Oh yeah.
There you go. So you're well on your way. You know, if you put away $100 a month and your employer matches $100 a month, you're well on your way.
Although there is, I will say this, Alan, and Art, I know you can speak to this. There is something to be said for diversification. Now, Alan, is that something you've heard, diversifying?
I have heard that. I don't really know the details of how to do that. I just have a 401k, and I don't really touch that at all. That's all I know. Anything. That's all I know about investments.
Okay.
Well, I know this is only a one-hour show, and this is a two-hour conversation, but, you know, hey, 513-377-8285 is my telephone number, and I tell people I'm willing to sit down with them and have a coffee or something, and they can pepper me with all the questions they want. And, you know, if the worst thing I do in the world is get somebody started down the right path, I'm okay with myself. So, yeah, so don't ever hesitate to reach out if you really want to dig down deeper into it.
Okay, can I email you guys, or is that?
Yeah. If you want to, yeah. So, what's your email, Art? Because I'm a real estate agent.
Gotcha. Yeah. He'll sell you a house.
I'll sell you a house.
That's right. Email address is jarvisa@fuse.net. So JARV as in Victor, ISA@fuse.net.
JarvisA@fuse.net. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Alan. Stay warm. Stay safe. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, you guys too. Take care.
All right. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
But, you know, yeah, and that does bring up a good topic. I mean, because a lot, you know, we were talking about the whole education piece. And, you know, again, a lot of us that, you know, are in my age bracket, because when Bob asked me about, you know, financial literacy courses when I was in school, they weren't there. I had to rely on my mom and my dad and my grandparents, right? To, you know, help kind of teach me along. Then a lot of the concepts I didn't really grasp onto, you know, fortunately now, you know, I've got a good plan and my income is good enough to where, you know, I can diversify and have my savings and investments and everything else, you know, because, you know, even though I enjoy the fact that I'm grateful for the fact that I have a career that I don't have to retire from, I can always sell real estate. I don't want to keep working this hard. You know, I absolutely love going out and showing 5-6 houses a day, but when I get home, I'm exhausted. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The greatest asset a young person has is time. Okay.
Absolutely.
So I do this in front of schools and in front of classes and things. You know, if you spend 40 years, which is a long time if you're talking to a 17-year-old,
right?
You put away $100 a month, you put it in the S&P 500, and generally speaking, you've got $600,000 to $700,000 by the time you retire. If you have a 401k, you put away $100 and your employer matches $100,
yeah.
Now you're at 1.2, 1.4.
And generally speaking, yeah. I mean, to get to a good retirement number, I mean, you generally would need to probably have $1 million or $2 million saved to be able to live.
Depending on your lifestyle.
Right.
But yeah, a million is not a bad number.
No, it's not. Yeah. So don't rely on the lottery. Anyway, all right. So we've actually got another caller. So we have Eileen. Good morning, Eileen. Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I tell you what, I'm staying warm and I'm looking forward to getting under the blankets and staying there for a couple days.
I can relate to that.
How can we help you this morning, ma'am?
So I actually have a question about, I guess it would go to you, Sean, about real estate.
Sure.
We're currently in the middle of a bathroom renovation, and
nice.
We've heard that there are different things you can do to your house that increase the value of your home more than other things. So I was just wondering if you could enlighten me on that.
Absolutely. So when folks look at it, studies have shown that when home buyers are coming through the home, the first thing they look at are kitchens and bathrooms. Okay. If the kitchen is modernized, if you have, you know, good appliances, if, you know, countertops, counters, cabinets, the whole nine yards, if the kitchens and the bathrooms are updated, that's going to sell your house a heck of a lot quicker. And yes, it will help increase the value. Now, will it increase it, you know, substantially? Maybe, maybe not. Depends on the neighborhood. You have to, you know, as an agent, I have to look at what are the comparable sales of homes that are in your area. And based upon, you know, each home that is sold and, of course, how the interior looks, that helps me to decide and determine what a good price would be for that home. The other thing, too, is that if your kitchens and bathrooms are updated, not only will it help you increase the value of the home, it will also help your home sell quicker. Because when people see that, that's going to stick out to them. They're going to remember that. Because they're going to remember, oh my gosh, these counters are gorgeous. The colors all match. I love what they did with this bathroom, the tile, everything. They're going to remember that. So because most folks are going to look at 2 to 3 homes on average before they make a decision. So if your kitchens and bathrooms are updated and they're updated well, people are going to remember it and you're going to get offers, a lot of offers.
Okay, awesome. Hopefully my husband's listening to this.
I was going to say, real quick, do you have a basement?
We do.
Okay, is the basement finished?
It is not.
Okay, now that's something else to consider. Maybe this will help appease your husband. basement finished basements are also, even if it's partially finished, A partially finished basement goes a long way as well. In fact, a finished basement will actually add, on average, up to about $20,000 to $25,000 in value to your home.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. So something
else.
Good
to know.
Yeah. So something else to consider too. So, I tell you what. Let me give you my phone number if you have any other questions. My number is 513-227-4284. If you have any other questions regarding updating your house and. You know, because there are other things too, like, you know, mechanical updates and like small little things, DIY things that aren't going to cost you an arm and a leg, but there are some things that you can do to give your house some additional curb appeal, because that's also going to help get your house sold quicker.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Eileen, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thanks, Eileen. Yeah, that's fun. I was just getting ready to ask her what's the next project going to be, but I think I might know the answer.
It's going to be the basement. Well, think about it. So if you're looking at, if you're going to multiple houses, right, and you go to one house and you see that the grass is cut, the trees are trimmed, there's no weeds in the garden, it's mulched properly, the bushes are all uniform and looking the same, and then you go and you know, the inside is not 100% awesome, but then you go to the next house, and the landscaping looks like junk, mm-hmm. and you know they have, and the updates in that house are similar to the one you just left. Which house are you going to remember more? Mm-hmm. The one that had the curb appeal, the one that's like, my gosh, that landscaping—they took such good care of their house. So that's, you know, that is something else to really consider too. So
I was thinking about putting an ice cream bar in my living room. How do you feel about that?
If it's got a kegerator, yeah. No. You know what? I got to stop talking about alcohol because people are going to think I'm an alcoholic. It's the idea is, if you're selling your home, be creative, but be creative in a way that doesn't, I guess, overdo it. Yeah. And what I mean by overdoing it is like no loud colors or no overcrowding a room. But if you have some touches where, you know, things can flow together, like between the furniture, the paint on the wall, and maybe the pictures and the accessories that you have around the home, like, you know, your plants or whatever. I mean, if it all flows well, people are going to remember that. So some more free tips for you. So
I did not hear you say no to the ice cream bar.
I know. You can, yeah, put it in. What the heck?
You hear that, hon? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Right. Wife's listening. Honey, I'll be home soon. Get the hammer and nails out. We're going to need it for the next couple days anyway. So, all right. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We've got one more little segment to go. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We still got some time for some calls. So you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Jean Robert's Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff in East Walnut Hills is open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and cocktails. Savor classic French dishes including escargot, onion soup, and beef tartare. Enjoy an authentic French dining experience in a comfortable, casual atmosphere at Le Bar à Bouffe. Chef's famous beef Wellington is a luxurious dish, carved tableside, and available for pre-order on weekend nights. And of course, Le Bar à Bouffe has the finest selection of French wine you can enjoy while you dine in or relax on the Le Bar à Bouffe patio with a lovely river view. Carryout is always available. The Le Bar à Bouffe team are awaiting your arrival. So come to Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff, 2200 Victory Parkway, with convenient parking. For reservations, call 513-751-2333 or visit labarabouffe.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-5671. 800-989-5671. 800-989-5671. That's 800-989-5671.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup. Like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity. Factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat. In-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine. And the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer. Online at budherbertmotors.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. We went to break. We were talking about some financial literacy. We also were talking about investing in property and curb appeal and everything else. So that kind of does kind of lead into the real estate topic that I had, since we've got about maybe 7-8 minutes left. So last week I was talking about there were seven creative ways that I found. I wrote a blog on this that help people, first-time home buyers, you know, help to be able to afford a home. Like we talked about at the beginning of the show, affordability is kind of a big issue. Folks are concerned, you know, with a lot of different things when it comes to buying a home, how it's going to affect them financially, which, you know, I think a lot of people should realize that when you buy a home, it's actually going to benefit you a lot financially to own a home because you're building wealth. However, when it comes to finding a home that fits within your budget, sometimes, you know, home prices are what they are. And I do think home prices are going to start, you know, coming down a little bit. However, in the meantime, there is something that I found that might help, and it's called Buy the Ugly Duckling and Make It Shine. So about 42% of today's home buyers are choosing fixer-uppers, and it's easy to see why. These properties will sell for about 10 to 30% below the actual market value of move-in ready homes. So what do we mean by an ugly duckling? Well, so I'll give you an example. So there was a house that one of my investors' clients looked at this week. It was up in Dayton, Ohio, right? This home was in immaculate condition. I mean, it was a one-owner home, and these folks have been in there for, well, I guess about 40-some years. And unfortunately, you know, as life happens, you know, people pass away, and It was part of a trust. However, it needed new carpeting. It needed some updated cabinets. Could maybe have used some new appliances, right? The wallpaper could have come down.
Not wallpaper.
most people don't use wallpaper anymore. Well, but the point is that when you look at that home and you see that there is a newer furnace, a newer water heater, right, within, like, let's say the last 7 years, a roof that was put on 2 years ago, okay, those are the staples of a house. If you've got a newer furnace, a newer water heater, a newer roof, right, you have a good foundation, right, the home itself, no issues with the foundation because this home was built back in the 50s. If all you're talking about are some cosmetic updates to the house that won't cost an arm and a leg, that's great. But here's the thing. The comparable prices for a house of like this, it was a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1.5-bath ranch. It was up in the Dayton market. It was listed for $170,000. Okay? That is a damn good price for a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranch with a basement. Yeah. Right? And the basement wasn't finished. It was partially finished, but it had the old wood paneling.
Nice.
Love that. The Brady Bunch look. Yeah, from the 70s. So when I looked at comparable sales of homes in that area, there were homes that were very similar to that, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranches with basements that were updated, selling for about $240,000. Mm-hmm. So when you walk into that home and you know that it may not look great, It may look like, you know, an episode from, you know, Brady Bunch back in the 70s or one of the, you know, All in the Family, right? With the, but if you put in, what, $10,000, $15,000 into it, because you've already, you're walking into instant equity, right? If you're, if you know that that home can compare, can sell updated with everything being updated, just appliances, flooring, kitchens, paint, whatever, and you can update, you can up the value of that home to $240,000. Well, that's, you have $70,000 in equity when you buy that home automatically. Okay. And that's what we're talking about with buying the ugly duckling, right? So what also, what does it also mean? Means lower purchase price means smaller down payment. Also means less competition from buyers because other buyers are looking for those move-in ready homes, not investors. And here's the thing. If you are a home buyer and you actually want to live in a home like this, you're going to do better than most investors because investors are not going to give list price offers for a home like that. Okay. They're going to want to get as low as they can so they can flip it and make a profit. But if you actually want to buy that home to live in it, you're going to beat out investors.
Right.
Okay? Little tip there. So, and if any of my investor friends are listening, I apologize, but, you know, I don't discriminate.
The facts are the facts.
The facts are the facts, right. And then what we just talked about, you know, faster equity building as you improve the property. So before you buy, ask yourself a couple questions here. Do I have a realistic renovation budget beyond the purchase price? Am I handy or do I have reliable contractors? And as a good real estate agent, of course, it's good to, because I know a lot of good contractors. I have several that I could call on that can do a renovation project within a good budget. Daniel Reed is one of them. He is the owner of Third Generation Restoration. I've known Daniel for, oh gosh, probably 5 years now. He's actually a client of mine too. Daniel does, and his company does amazing work. They do full renovation kitchens, bathrooms, basements. They can do it all. If you go to their website, thirdgenerationrestoration.com, and you can see some of their work, absolutely astounding. Mm-hmm. So hope, and no, Daniel's not listening, and he did not pay me to promote him like this.
And you know, the other thing is the materials have become so easy to work with these days. I am not the most handy person. But, like, just take flooring as an example. Flooring has become a very easy thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, even I can do flooring now. Yeah. So, it's, yeah.
I mean, carpeting's not that well. But, yeah, because, I mean, even if you wanted to do, like, a floating floor, I mean, a lot of that stuff is just clicked together. Mm-hmm. All you got to really do is put down some Luan flooring, which is like a little thin piece. It's almost as like a pad, right? You put that down, and then you just put the click floor in on top of it, and boom, there you go. Right. You're off and running. It's pretty simple. Another question to ask yourself is, can I live through the renovations or do I need temporary housing? So again, it's important that, you know, if you are looking at an ugly duckling, be mindful of how much work actually needs to be done. Right. So, you know, there are, and I'll tell you, there was a house, well, I don't want to get into too deep about this house we saw yesterday, but another instance where we go to a house, and this is over near Mount Healthy. And my God, the house should have been torn down. I mean, they were trying to sell it for $100,000. This house was total junk. I mean, I would have offered $15,000 for it. That's how bad it was. Anyway, will the after renovation value justify my total investment? No. So that's something to think about too. Remember, I just said if you're buying a house at $170,000, but the comparables are around $240,000, right? So you know you've got around $50,000, maybe $60,000 in equity. Are your renovations going to be more than what that equity is? And chances are, if it's not, then you know that's the right investment. So the pro tip here is to focus on properties with good bones, which means solid foundation, like I talked about, roof and structure. Cosmetic issues like outdated kitchens and bathrooms are much easier and cheaper to fix than major structural issues, right? Sure. So again, and that also means, you know, obviously have a good agent. Doesn't have to be me, even though I'm pretty darn awesome. Having done this now, going into my eighth year, I'm starting year number eight. Look, I've been around long enough. I mean, I know what to look for, right? And when I go walk through a home, like I said, I walk through it like an inspector. I look at electrical boxes, I look at foundations, I look for water intrusion, I look at floor joists, I try to look at, you know, when I look at ceilings, I look for cracks, I look for water damage, you know, the stains from potential, mm-hmm. you know, water leaks. Those are all things that, you know, I look out for. So in giving my clients good advice, and if they like the home, you know, again, it's a matter of, I guess, looking at that ugly duckling and just kind of seeing what it could be,
right.
instead of looking at it for what it is,
right.
you know, and that can, that really can help a lot of buyers. So,
I mean, you just described our first house.
Oh, is that
okay,
right?
Yeah. So we bought our first house in 92 in Deer Park. It was very strong, but needed updating. It had a lovely pink bathroom. Okay. And we did a lot of work on the house and did most of the work ourselves and everything. 6 years later, we sold it for probably a 40% profit.
Yeah.
But guess what? It still had a pink bathroom, though.
So. Well, okay, some things you just can't get away from. But, well, I mean, but the other thing, too, is if you think about it, you know, if you make those renovations and then what I'm saying at that certain point in time when you have that, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in instant equity in that house – just think about, because the average person stays in their home up to about 7 years. So think about what that value of that house is going to look like. On the national average of home value increase year over year is around 3%. So if you look at that, what that resale value is going to be after you fix the place up, and you take your time doing it, you don't have to do it all in one shot. But how's that? What's the value of that house going to look like in 7 years after you fix it up? You're going to be making a lot of money. So. Okay. Some great tips. Thanks to all my callers today. It was great to hear from some good people. Bob, God love you. Thanks for calling in again. Hopefully you'll call next week. Thanks to everybody on Facebook who watched me live. And Art, was great to see you. One more time, how can people get a hold of you?
Phone number 513-377-8285. Email address jarvisa@fuse.net, and there's always that website jarvisglobalinvestments.com.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
All right, folks. Well, thank you all very much, and my prayers for each and every one of you. Please, out there, stay safe, stay warm. Do not go out if you don't have to when this snow hits. I want to have you all back on my show listening next week. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll see you all next week. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.